All lines are now bridged.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Workgroup 3 under information blocking. We only have Andy and Denise with us so far, but we're going to try to get as far as we can today and hopefully move towards wrapping up our draft recommendations. So, Andy, I'll turn it over to you.
Thanks, Lauren. I'm going to say only Andy and Denise. We have Andy and Denise here.
Absolutely.
So the others are out of pocket this afternoon, but we've only probably got one area that we need to pick up on from our prior meetings as we go into this drafting. And the intent here, Denise, is I want to get us finished on the drafting by Tuesday morning if possible. And I don't think that's going to be a big lift because I think all the changes we've kind of got down, we just need to come up with the final text. So what is the area that Sasha threw out that we need to go and look at?
I think we were working out of the Google Doc, weren't we? Can somebody pull that
up? Yeah. I've got it up now. Mark, which one was it? Where was it?
I'm having trouble. I can't seem to get into the Google Doc. From Katie from Excel, I don't know if you can look into whether there's issues with the Google Doc, but it won't seem to open for me.
Hey, Mark, this is Lauren Wu. I had the same problem earlier today, too.
So I will reload the Google Doc. Oh, it's loading fine.
Okay, then Andy, you might need to leave the... leave the push here because I can't.
Oh, my word. Okay. You want me to leave something? That's just tragic. Okay. Which particular, because there's lots of red annotations in here. Which particular area was it that Sasha pulled out?
Hold on. If you're asking me, you're going to have to hold on a minute. I had to let my dog. Hold on.
Okay.
It had to do with, I got so many things swimming around in my head right now. Mark, you were on the call, right, when she threw this out at the end?
I was on the call, yes, but I am having trouble without the Google Doc open remembering exactly what the issue was.
Oh, so you want me to remember this off the top of my head?
Well, I was hoping Andy would kick it to you, and then you went.
I was looking through the Google Doc. Okay, Sasha has
Wait,
raised
hold on.
The
I have the recommendations. I'll look. I'll tell you which one it is. Hold on. Let me get my notes. Because I printed those off to because the Chime CIOs wanted to ask me a question.
Communication seems to be pretty much wrapped up, with the exception, and there's a note actually I've got on here around whether we want to include the BAA. This came up on another one of the calls. I'm happy to discuss it now while Denise is working out which way's up. Where we talked about a health IT developer must not establish, renew, or enforce any contract or agreement that contravenes paragraph A. Remember that bit, Mark?
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Can you say that a little bit better?
Yeah, you're muffled.
Someone said that earlier. I thought it was just me with a cold. But okay, a health IT developer must not establish, renew, or enforce any contract or agreement that contravenes paragraph A of this section. That's in communication. It's in the communications. Yeah, it's in communications. And a comment came through from one of the other work groups. And I've annotated it in here about whether we should explicitly call out BAAs in there as well.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember what the question was. That, I don't know if that was the same one, but I think, Andy, it had to do with making it clear that during that five-year period you all were proposing that it doesn't mean that bad action can take place. It's just that there's 5 years to implement the new contract. But that, the appropriate kind of actions would need to be going on during that time, even if the contract wasn't formally amended.
That was part of the conversation for sure, because I went back to it and checked, and in regulation it says you cannot do that. Okay, it's despite the contract being there, you're not allowed to do this.
I think the regulation sufficiently covers that. That's
I agree completely. But the only question was around a BAA, and about whether we consider that to be a matter of contract or not.
Oh. Well, I think when we were talking about this earlier, I remember we talked about data use agreements would even fall under this.
Yeah. Because it's contract or agreement, you know, it's nice and open and can mean anything.
Well, any legal agreement, right? A BAA is a type of a legal agreement. A DUA
yep.
is a type of a legal agreement.
I think we're covered.
Yeah.
Do we want to say preamble?
Yeah, that was not the topic.
No, that's not the topic. It's just one that had my name by it. I was like, okay.
At the end of the call, the last call, and I don't know why I'm not remembering this, or maybe Lauren will, somebody will. Sasha put a bunch of red text out to actually modify regular. Oh, I know what it was now. It had to do with the new category called unprotected communications.
Oh, yes, because someone had drafted it, hasn't they?
Yeah, it had to do with that new category, and they wanted to. Oh, here it is. It's the recommendation. ONC should add a category of communications titled unprotected communications.
Yep.
And it was just a little paragraph, and then what she had
alternative framing, that was it.
Yeah, she was framing it in regulatory language, and
yeah.
We ran out of time at the end of the call, and I know I was having some issues with it because typically you don't put that level of detail in the regulatory text. It was a little bit.
Let's look at it because it's Section 3, Alternative Framing. A health IT developer may prohibit or restrict any communication to the extent, and then there's 6. Sub-points inside that.
Yeah, this is different. This is the new category that the work group recommended be added called unprotected communication.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And we said it should be, one, protected by other legislation or regulation, or, 2, false or unlawful. And we left it at that.
Oh, okay.
And then Sasha has this alternative framing of some 6 examples of unprotected communication.
Okay, now we're on the, yep, we're tracking, yep.
Okay, have you got that in front of you?
All I have in front of me is our agenda that's on the screen, and what I'm reading off of is what was presented at the high tax. So I don't even have
the Google Doc open. Have you?
Yeah, Andy, are you able to share your screen? Would you be willing to do that?
I think
if you just click share the screen in the
Oh, good. Okay.
How's that? Can everyone see it?
Able to see it. Are you able to zoom it out a little bit?
There we go.
Oh yeah, perfect.
Okay.
You should do it every time.
you're the man.
Moving forwards quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is the text that she put in.
So let me read the one we originally said we were going to do. Specific communication.
That's the one in yellow above, yeah.
Yeah, right above, yep, in this section. I liked our original framing. I think the alternative.
I like it too.
I think the alternative framing. I wouldn't put that in the regulatory text if some of those examples want to be called out in the preamble. I'm okay with that. I think that's how we kind of ended the call too, but we didn't get to settle on that point.
Well, let's just go through more. Let's just, you know, she's provided this. So let's just go through it. The communication is unlawful. Well, that's covered in point 2 we had. The content is false susceptible, likely to cause confusion. That's interesting. Confusion? I'm not sure that that should be a restriction. Trademark libel or trademark infringement. This is EHI. I think that's a bit weird anyway. But false is covered by two as well. It's protected by law from disclosure, point one. Four, it's subject to a lawful obligation, which is protected by legislation. Okay. Content was obtained without authorization. That's unlawful. That's two. Six,
yeah.
It's to or for the benefit of a competitor or extends from... I must admit, six... Yeah, I'm inclined to think that one through five are absolutely covered by our current drafting. And six is... I think six is a bit of a minefield, actually.
Yeah, I think that's out in the fringe. You know, we've got some... We have some folks from the vendor community, obviously, that are very concerned about their IP.
Yes.
And that really treads into that trying to find a place to protect, yet not be an information blocker. I think I prefer our original drafting.
So do I. I'm happy to talk to Kat about that.
I mean, what we could suggest is that to take some of the specific examples and to say, maybe recommend to ONC that if they accept this recommendation to include this new category in the regulatory text, that they could put some of these, for example, attorney-client privilege communications is a good example.
Yeah.
So there's a few sprinkling of examples in there that could be used in the preamble.
Well, honestly, I think the first five are pretty good, pretty reasonable examples. Actually, the bits are in brackets, such as is.
Yeah.
But the,
well, you
the
could
six,
say, here's some examples of unlawful communications, and here's some examples of whatever.
Unlawful or false or protected by law, assault or subject to lawful obligation. I've got no problem.
Well, a good example
of six,
protected
I actually
by
have
law
a problem with.
Is attorney-client privilege, I believe, is protected by law.
It is indeed. It says it on the screen.
That's a good example, of protected by law. And then some of these others might be good examples of unlawful or fraudulent.
I made my joke about unlawful and illegal. Has anyone used it since?
I have not.
Oh,
I'm just saving it for the right time. It's the ace in your pocket, right?
it is. I told Elise that she groaned at me. Anyway, look, honestly, okay, I think the things we've worked through this, that's fine. Keep it as is, but we'll extend those into the preamble, and I'll do that. Is that the only point we had open?
Yes, I believe it was, because you were ready.
I like this work group.
You were ready to conclude the work group and move these communications forward to these recommendations forward to the task force to bless.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm actually going to say, should we open for public comment?
I think so.
I'm going to give one. Oh, 20 minutes in. You go to public comment. What's going on?
Operator, can you open the line?
If you'd like to make a public comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the queue. You may press star 2 if you'd like to move your comment from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys.
Well, Andy, I think it may go down as the quickest call ever.
That's okay. That's a good thing, given some of the ones we have been. And the reason we can get through this quickly now is because, you know, Denise, Sasha, etc., you've been so focused on this from the get-go. We've actually done a really good job and moved through some fairly sticky things very quickly. So that's good.
So,
yes, ma'am.
I have a suggestion. If this kind of concludes our work group deliberations, it might be great to shift a little time to the task force, because I think as we start moving things off the work group's plate onto the entire task force to approve and or deliberate and approve, we're probably going to need more than an hour for those meetings.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a topic du jour. I've actually canned the task force meeting for tomorrow on the basis that the work group 2 and work group 1 are not ready.
Okay.
And I'd rather give the time back to people to work, because we've run this slightly differently to other task forces previously, in that I'm not allowing Mike and I to do the drafting. Well, we're going to contribute to the drafting, but we're not doing the exclusive drafting. Because I think it's important that these are consensus recommendations, and the whole task force feels that they're being heard, etc. So
yeah, that's good, because that's how we did it too on CMC. And I know when I ran co-chaired the task force with Arian, he did a good amount of the drafting, and then we gave feedback. But we've been doing collaborative drafting on the CMC as well.
Well, what I've done with Work Group 2 is we've actually, I used to tell them, because they weren't all on the last call, but we've actually carved off different regulations and given them to each other to draft. And Arian's drafting like all the one on fees, for example. But Work Group 1, we're still struggling with some of the base core principles. So we're definitely, both of those are definitely behind Work Group 3. I think the resolution of Work Group 1 will only happen in full task force, to be blunt, because some of the considerations are a little bit on the contentious side, and we can't straighten them out as a group. I keep thinking I'm hearing a solid voice from the group, and then when I pick it apart, it's not a solid voice, it falls apart. And Mark has witnessed that on several occasions, I think. Mark, are you wringing your hands in desperation on that one yet?
No, I just wanted to let you talk. But yeah, no, and Denise, I think it's a great... I think it's a great idea. So how would you want to see that work out, I guess, logistically?
Well, task force is not going to happen tomorrow, because people need the time back to get finished the drafting and finish their considerations. Can we have another task force after the 5th?
Have a what?
Are you still talking? Can
we have a task force on the 8th? Of the morning of the 8th?
In addition to the 5th?
Yes.
Probably going to need it.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason why we can't, as long as, you know, everyone's availability matches up.
Yeah.
Let's just send the invite out and see what happens.
Okay.
But let's make it 2 hours on the 8th.
I will say I'm supposed to be out that day for a conference.
You get a proxy.
I would. I mean, is there another day that, like, the 9th that would work, or is it just...
Well, no, because everyone's traveling to get to ITAC.
Okay.
Morris, are you available on the 8th to cover for Mark?
With time on the 8th, because I've got some... training as well. What time on the 8th?
Andy, what time is good for you?
I can be at Morris's beck and call.
Houston, right?
We have a USCDI meeting at 1:30, so I would suggest the morning.
Okay, let's make it 10 central to 12, 9 central to 11 central.
9 to 11?
Okay.
So 10 to 12 Eastern.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good. And Andy, you want to keep the meeting on Friday the 5th, keep it to the hour, or do you want
to... Yeah, I do. Because hopefully I shall be out. We'll spend that. Let's have a quick look. 5th. Yeah, actually.
Mark are going to be out all day that day.
I'm supposed to. Andy, is there any other day? I mean, I'd like to be there since I've been involved, you know, since I've kind of been looped in on all the different meetings. Are there any other days that you can see where we might be able to do a full task force meeting?
Next week, I am absolutely back-to-back all week. Now, you don't need me to be there.
And I guess we need to do it before the 10th? Is that what we need to
do? That's Ms. Ritchie's agenda we have to follow.
Yeah.
And if you can get her to let us have till the 11th.
No, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, well, listen, they don't have to be final by the 10th. We would like them to be as close to final as possible.
Okay.
But remember, we do have one more full committee meeting on the 25th, so we'll have to reconcile anything after the 10th.
Well, what I was actually going to suggest is, given the time boxing you've got for high tech, why don't we have an hour and a half after high tech?
You mean one day, like the 11th or 12th?
No, the 10th.
Oh, like in person while we're there?
Yeah, we're all there. Why not just roll it forward? Because we finish it going to my calendar at 2:30. So why don't we just carry on until 4? That's still sensible for people to get out.
Well, right now the calendar appointment says 2:30, but we're likely going to go until about 4. We haven't finalized the agenda yet, but it's going to be pretty much a full day.
So me carving into it isn't going to help.
No, and that's actually, I knew that was going to happen. That's why I'm just staying there Wednesday night, because that way I can go home at a reasonable time.
Why don't we make it Thursday morning then? On the 11th.
We can do that. And you and I are going to be, you're not traveling out till Thursday, right, Andy?
No, well, I don't have to be.
Yeah, because my flight doesn't go out till the afternoon because I wanted to go nonstop. So those of us who are there in the morning can meet in the morning and then.
Yeah. Well, anyone else who isn't there can dial in. That's fine.
Dial in, yep.
Lauren, can we have a room at the Omni?
Let me double check on that, see what we have available. Well, this is,
what?
Are we saying about, what, as early as 8:30?
That's fine. 8 looks fine.
Yep, that sounds good, because you've got to consider the other coastline.
Yeah.
It's going to be at an earlier time.
8 till 10, Thursday, the 11th, in person at the Omni, if people are there, if not, dial in. I've just noticed my calendar. Lauren, can we cancel any of the work group meetings which are taking place after the 10th, please?
Sure, we absolutely can.
Because we won't need work groups then. The most we're going to need is task force.
Yeah. Clearly we can cancel this one, it looks like.
Yeah, we won't need this one next week, definitely.
Yeah, look, just say I'm clear on my sentiments here. Work group 3, we're done, okay? Work group 1 isn't going to resolve its issues in the work group. It's only going to be resolved by task force. And work group 2 is just working through it.
Okay. All right, so I just want to confirm we are at the point where we want to cancel at the work group level and just elevate everything to the task force level and cancel.
So by the 11th, yeah.
By the 11th.
Yeah,
okay.
So I think Lauren, if I'm understanding, I think what we're saying is cancel all the work group 3 meetings from here on out, but then keep the work group 1 and 2 meetings until the next high tech. Is that right, Andy?
Yeah, which is the 10th of April.
Yeah. Hey, Andy, just to close the loop, as far as, like, putting these recommendations, like, for work group 3 into a format, I guess would you and Michael go through and pull them out? I mean, I think I'm in charge of putting
them
into the final document.
I'm going to create another Google document. I've already got a local version of it in Word on my laptop. But I'll just actually, if one of you guys want to create another Google Doc, which is the task force recommendation, and we'll start populating that. And we'll do it in the format of a letter transmittal, I guess. Is that how we're supposed to do it?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, cool, yeah. Which means we can write an erudite, loquacious statement at the front. That's wonderful.
Okay. And Lauren,
just to take a quick break, I don't think we ever circled back to the operator to see if we had any public comments. Operator, has anyone dialed in?
There is no one in the queue.
Okay, great. To close the loop on that. Sorry, Mark.
I was going to say, yeah, can Excel put together a new Google Doc for Andy to use for that purpose?
The final task force recommendation document, please.
So, Mark, we'll talk offline. We can talk about this on our Friday call, but it's probably best to go ahead and populate the template that we're going to use for the transmittal letter.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, so I guess maybe I was a little confused. So I was going to do that. I guess, Andy, I have to put them into this transmittal letter, which there's a distinct format, and I'm happy to do that. I guess all I was asking, and I wasn't sure if this is what you meant by starting a new Google Doc, just if you and Michael want to pull out the recommendations, you know, proof them, make sure they're, you know, exactly what you want to be recommending, and then I can take them and put them into the transmittal letter.
Well, why don't you give us access to the template for the transmittal letter, and we'll cut out a step.
Can I do that, Lauren, or do I
need
to?
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. It doesn't have to be in the Google Doc form.
Well, that works for me. I like that. But
there's no point having you just sit there transcribing stuff. That's a waste of your time.
I appreciate it.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If we're going to start this activity of starting with this work group's recommendations, since we're done, to populate the transmittal letter, how will you share the transmittal letter? Are you going to get it completed with our recommendations, Andy, and then it will be...
We'll start sharing it. It sounds like we can't have it as a Google Doc for some reason, but we'll start sharing it via email with all the members of the task force so people can start seeing how the current version is going.
Yeah, and I wasn't saying it can't be in a Google Doc. I was just saying we might as well just put it in the final template that we're going to use.
Okay.
Yeah, which is it's a Word template, right? So,
correct.
So, yeah.
It can be a Google Doc, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's all I was saying is let's get it into the template, our recommendations that we're finished with that you're good to go with, Andy, and then publish it to the Google site so that...
Yeah.
When you bring everybody together, if somebody wants a word changed or something, we can do it on the, you know, collaboratively and get it
collaboratively
done.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm really glad there's no member of the public listening to this, because we've just gone around in a big circle back to, let's have the Google Doc, please, Achelle, and we'll populate that, Mark, Laurie, with the template wording directly. Done.
Done.
Magic. That was a very big circle. In fact, that was 50% of the length of the call.
Well, okay. You know, logistics sometimes have to work out.
It does. Okay. Have we got any members of the public wanting to make any comments one last time?
I think we may have already closed the public line.
Okay.
And nothing in the chat, so I think we're good.
Okay. In which case...
So one quick thing. This is Morris. I'm sorry, Andy.
Oh, go on, Morris.
Sorry about that. Just a logistic question. So, Mark, do we need to have that meeting on the 8th, or can it be moved? Because I do think it's important that you're there, since
you've
really been marking the heavy lift.
Yeah, I think it looks like... I think we're not going to do it on the 8th, if I was understanding, and we're going to have an in-person or call in on the Thursday after high tech, if people are available.
That wasn't my understanding. My understanding was we were doing the morning of the 8th, and we were going to do the morning of the 11th.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's fine, but I just wanted to confirm, or if you had any other thoughts, Mark, I you know, I'm fine either way, whatever you want to, whatever your thoughts are on that.
Yeah. Well, I guess if that's what, if you guys, if that's when you want to have it, that should be fine.
Mark,
you know.
The reason why is we've got, otherwise you've only got 1 hour task force before we get to the 10th. And I don't think that's enough.
Well, what about...
Hang on a second. And we're cutting back on the work groups legitimately, but we need some time to finalise some of the draft, or at least get some of our recommendations into a better straightforward set and then discussed before the 10th. So it's just a matter of timing.
You know, I get that. What about... could we use one of the two-hour blocks that Work Group 3 had to try to have a full task force meeting?
You can try. You've only got a week to do it, isn't there? People's
that
calendars are normally tricky. Yeah.
It's on Thursday, 4 to 6 Eastern.
So on April 4th?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find another time just because I would like to, at least, you know, I feel like I've been involved in all three groups, so it would be helpful to be able to...
You're being very precious about this.
I'm doing what?
You're being very precious about this one. I can't... We can ask the task force if they can make that slot, that work group three slot. But if they can't, it's going to need to be on the morning of the 8th.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I understand.
Okay.
But so the understanding is, though, that there would also be one. So is the plan to have it on the 5th, the 8th, and the 11th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the 5th is going to be the first time we're actually going to sit there as a group and look at all the recommendations together and all the gaps. Okay? And we're going to start getting cooking on the gaps. We'll finish off the gaps on the 8th, the second one. And then we're at least in reasonable shape for the 10th. And then coming out of the 10th and the feedback from the full high tech, we can update on the 11th.
So
there is a
Mark,
logic in here.
Mark, we'll just need to put together, you know, just a detailed email to the group, just kind of laying out the, you know, the series of meetings and why we're having them so frequently leading up to the meeting.
Yeah. Yep, I can do that. Just a note, Andy, I guess it would be too soon, but there is also Work Group 3 does meet on Tuesday, April 2nd from 12 to 2.
And I hear what you're saying, but the problem is that we need time to get the drafting done from the other group still.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's right. That's a good point.
Bear in mind, that Work Group 1's homework is only due on the morning of the 2nd.
I must have declined that meeting because it's not on my schedule, April 2nd.
No, I think,
I think
you know,
I was
canceled anyway.
Today.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Lauren, so I should draft an email that explains all this then.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Okay, let me write that down. And
do you understand it all, Mark?
Well, no, that's why I was going to repeat it to make sure. So the best case, we're locked in for the meeting on April 5th, which we had planned already, and we're locked in for April 11th on Thursday, and then we want to do one of two other days, which would be either April 4th in the normal Work Group 3 meeting or April 8th.
Yes, yes, you're right. And don't forget, okay, if you put it on the 4th, you're going to move things around and tighten our cadence for getting this work done.
Okay, so you're saying you want the 8th. I mean, if it's...
Yeah.
You're the chair. Okay, well, then we just do the 8th. That's fine. I probably can't make it, but we'll have some backups there.
I appreciate that you'd like to be there, but I also need to give the task force members time to get their thoughts together, because it's proven problematic, as you know.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. No
problem. It'll be
here.
Okay, Mark. It'll be okay.
We'll take care of Morris. It's okay.
Well, no, I mean, to be honest, you know, it's a nice little break for me, probably. But
if you want, we can spend 2 hours and change 7 letters, if you want.
All right. Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
No, I was going to say, Andy, you're going to be the person with the Google Doc, because I have not. You know, Mark has been leading the charge, so I will do the best I can as I work on the 8th, if that's what you want to do. So I'll be there.
Boris, you have been a veritable oracle of knowledge about the drafting behind this, and you've been insanely useful so far with Mark. Thank you very much for taking the time on the 8th as well.
No worries.
Yeah.
No worries.
And if you're not comfortable with the Google Doc, we have some people like Sasha that do a good job with notes,
okay,
so she can help.
I have to point out, just as we sign off this call, we've got a real world captioner, because I just described Morris as a veritable oracle, and the captioner came up as a wealth of knowledge.
I'll take that compliment.
Okay, guys.
For the folks, thanks so much.
All right.
No worries, mate. Take care, and I'll speak to you all next week. Good luck with the homework.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Daryl, bye-bye.
Good day, everyone. Bye.